Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to create cadence in the dressage horse. Now, you may have heard the term cadence mentioned when describing the way in which a dressage horse moves. But what is cadence? Why does the dressage horse need it? And how do you go about creating it in your own horse? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is cadence? Well, cadence is shown in trot and canter. Now, it cannot be shown in the walk because the walk has no moment of suspension. Now, to the onlooker, a horse that is working with obvious cadence is supremely athletic and light on his feet, appearing as if he is dancing on air. Now, the trot and the canter are expressive, they're full of energy and full of lift. Now, according to the United States Dressage Federation Glossary of Dressage Judging Terms, cadence is defined as the following. So it's the marked accentuation of the rhythm and musical beat that is a result of a steady and suitable tempo harmonising with a springy impulsion. Now, to add to that, the FEI rulebook 2021 states this, that cadence is shown in trot and canter and is the result of the proper harmony that a horse shows when it moves with well-marked regularity, impulsion and balance. Now, cadence must be maintained in all the different trot or canter exercises and in all variations of these paces. So now we know what cadence is, how do we go about creating it in the dressage horse? Well, to create cadence, you need to develop the horse's paces. So you must add impulsion and energy to the steps, increasing the moment of suspension and making the rhythm more clearly defined, and you do that by activating the horse's hind quarters. So essentially, it's the hind quarters that create the power that you need to develop and maintain cadence. Now, some horses are naturally gifted in that they are loose in the back and their paces have natural suspension. Horses that have natural cadence find the collected work very easy because they are naturally engaged, which makes life much easier for their riders. However, even if your horse has ordinary paces, you can still improve them and you can still develop cadence. Now, although a horse working at novice level won't have the same degree of cadence as a Grand Prix horse, he can still have the basics in place that allow you to develop it. So let's talk about how we go about developing cadence in the dressage horse. So before we look at some exercises that you can use in your horse's trot and canter, there are first two basic prerequisites that you need to have in place. So the first one is rhythm. Your horse must work in a correct two-time trot rhythm and a three-beat canter rhythm. The horse's back should swing underneath you when you ride in rising trot and sitting trot with no signs of tension or resistance. Now, until your horse is physically strong enough to maintain that quality consistently, you shouldn't try to work on anything collected just yet. Now, the second prerequisite is an effective half halt. Because you can't develop collection and cadence in the trot or canter until you can ride an effective half halt. Now, to ride the half halt, sit in the deepest part of the saddle, close your hands, emphasizing your outside hand just slightly, and hold the horse with your upper thighs. Now, as a result, the horse's hindquarters should become more active and engaged. Now, the horse should remain quiet and elastic in the contact through and after the half halt. Now, once you have a good rhythm and once you have an effective half halt, then we can go about looking on how to develop cadence. So here are some exercises to help you out. Now, the first two exercises involve using some raised poles, also known as cavalletti. Now, these are an excellent way of strengthening your horse and developing cadence, especially in a horse with a flat stride. Now, the following exercises are designed to be ridden in trot, but they can also be ridden in canter. Now, generally, the distance between the cavalletti for a trot stride is between 3 and 5 feet, and for canter, it's between 9 and 11 feet. However, you'll need to have a helper on the ground to adjust the distance to suit your horse, and also to be on hand in case your horse knocks one of them. So, let's start with exercise number 1, which is to ride a straight line. So step 1 is to set out a straight line of 5 to 8 cavalletti at the lowest setting. Now you can use more if your horse is confident and if you have enough poles and also little blocks. And then step number 2 is in a lively working trot, ride over the cavalletti. Now start in rising trot, keeping the horse working forward through his back into an elastic contact, and focus on the rhythm. Now you should feel the horse's stomach muscles lifting and his back coming up underneath you as he steps over the poles. Now ultimately you want to get that same feeling without the cavalletti. So now let's look at exercise number 2, which is riding on an arc. So for your first step, you're going to set the poles in an arc. Now the correct distance for your horse's stride should be measured in the centre of the cavalletti. And then step number 2 is you're going to ride through the centre of the cavalletti in rising trot. And then ride through the cavalletti in sitting trot, guiding your horse around the inner part of the arc where the distance is shorter between the poles. And that will make the horse lift his back and carry the weight more. Now there is a bit of a note with this part of the exercise is that you should only ride the sitting trot if you can follow your horse's movement without causing him to stiffen through his back. If you start to cause him to stiffen through his back, then that isn't going to help you create cadence, so therefore you should go back rising. And then step number 3 is you can raise the cavalletti slightly and repeat the exercise. And that will encourage the horse to take more elevated cadence steps. And then lastly, if your horse is more advanced, you may try placing the cavalletti on a 15 meter circle and riding through them in sitting trot. Now the last exercise we're going to cover, exercise number 3, doesn't require any poles or any cavalletti. And this is called forward and back. Now basically, this exercise uses transitions within the trot or canter to create greater engagement, elevation and cadence. Now you can ride this exercise in a 40 meter or a 60 meter arena. So step number 1, in trot or canter on the right rein, ride shoulder 4 from C through the corner. Now half up with your outside rein whilst closing your inside leg to balance the horse, and keep your outside leg slightly back to guard the quarters and prevent them from swinging out. And then step number 2, after M on the long side of the arena, make the horse straight and ride 5 or 6 strides of medium trot or canter. Now keep your legs on and ease your hands as you go. And then step number 3, as you approach B, put the horse back into shoulder 4. Sit deep, ride a half halt with your outside rein, and use your inside leg to create more impulsion. And then step number 4 is at B, you should now ride a 10 meter circle, and that rebalances and collects the horse. And then step number 5 is after completing the circle at B, ride shoulder 4 for a few strides, and then ask for medium trot or canter again for 5 or 6 steps. And then lastly, step number 6 is before you reach the F marker at the other end of the arena, collect the horse and put him back in shoulder 4 again. So to give you a quick rundown of that exercise again, you're coming down the long side of the arena. Now on the first corner, you're in a slight shoulder 4 and a more collected pace. You then straighten the horse and ask them for medium trot or canter strides. You then collect the horse back again, put them into a slight shoulder four positioning, and riding a 10 metre circle at B or E at the centre part of the long side of the arena. You then straighten the horse again, ask for medium trot or canter strides towards the other end of the arena before recollecting and popping in a slight shoulder four positioning for the final corner. Now, what should happen with this? Well, as you repeat the exercise a few times, you should find that your horse will start to step underneath himself automatically, staying light in your hand when you ride the transition back into the collected paces. Now, the result should be a more collected, elevated, expressive and cadence pace with maximum energy and lift. So to wrap this episode up, the development of light, elegant cadence paces is the ultimate goal of all dressage riders. Now, creating cadence takes time, as the horse must be well established in the basics of the scales of training, as well as being physically strong enough to carry himself and his rider with lightness, athleticism, and in perfect rhythm and balance. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.